says, "What do you mean, just?" said the raven. Chicken Wire sidled towards Medium Dave in the garden, if you could call it a garden. It was the land around the house, if you could call it a house. No one said much about it, but every so often you just had to get out. It didn't feel right inside. He shivered. Where's himself? He said. Oh, up at the top, said Medium Dave, still trying to open that room. The one with all the locks? Yeah. Medium Dave was rolling a cigarette. Inside the house, or tower, or both, or whatever, you couldn't smoke, not properly. When you smoked inside, it tasted horrible and you felt sick. What for? We done what we came to do, didn't we? Stood there like a bunch of kids and watched that wet wizard do all his chanting. It was all I could do to keep a straight face. What's he after now? He just said if it was locked that bad, he wanted to see inside. I thought we were supposed to to do what we came for and go. Yeah, you tell him. Want a roll up? Chicken Wire took the bag of tobacco and relaxed. Ooh, I've seen some bad places in my time, but this takes the serious biscuit. Yeah. It's the cute that wears you down, and there's got to be something else to eat than apples. Yeah, and that damn sky is really getting on my nerves. Yeah. They kept their eyes averted from that damn sky. For some reason, it made you feel that it was about to fall on you, and it was worse if you let your eyes stray to the gap where a gap shouldn't be. The effect was like getting a toothache in your eyeballs. In the distance, Banjo was swinging on a swing. Odd that, Dave thought. Banjo seemed perfectly happy here. "He found a tree that grows lollipops yesterday," he said moodily. "Well, I say yesterday, but how can you tell? And he follows the man around like a dog. No one ever laid a punch on Banjo since our mam died. He's just like a little boy, you know, inside. Always has been. Looks to me for everything. Used to be, if I told him punch someone, he'd do it. And they stay punched. Yeah. Now he follows him around everywhere. It makes me sick. What are you doing here, then? $10,000. And he says there's more, you know, more than we can imagine. He was always tea time. He ain't just after money. Yeah, well, I didn't sign up for world domination, said Medium Dave. That sort of thing gets you into trouble. I remember your mam saying that sort of thing, said Chicken Wire. Medium Dave rolled his eyes. Everyone remembered Ma Lillywhite. Very straight lady was your ma. Tough, but fair. Yeah, tough. I recall that time she strangled Glossy Ron with his own leg, Chicken Wire went on. She had a wicked right arm on her, your mam. Yeah, wicked. She wouldn't have stood for someone like tea time. Yeah, said Medium Dave. That was a lovely funeral you boys gave her. Most of the shades turned up. Very respectful, all them flowers. And everyone looking so... Chicken Wire floundered. Happy. In a sad way, of course. Yeah. You got any idea how to get back home? Medium Dave shook his head. Me neither. Find the place again, I suppose. Chicken Wire shivered. I mean, what he did to that Carter. I mean, well, I wouldn't even act like that to me own dad. Yeah. Ordinary mental, yeah. I can deal with that, but he can be talking quite normal. And then, yeah. Maybe that both of us could creep up on him and, yeah. And how long'll we live? In seconds. We could get lucky, Chicken Wire began. Yeah, you've seen him. This isn't one of those blokes who threatens you. This is one of those blokes who'd kill you as soon as look at you. Easier, too. We got to hang on, right? It's like that saying about riding a tiger. What saying about riding a tiger? Said Chicken Wire suspiciously. Well, Medium Dave hesitated. You get branches slapping you in the face. Fleas, that sort of thing. So you got to hang on. Think of the money. There's bags of it in there. You saw it. I keep thinking of that glass eye watching me. I keep thinking it can see right in my head. Don't worry. He doesn't suspect you of anything. How do you know? You're still alive, yeah? In the grotto of the Hogfather, a round-eyed child.
Happy Hogswatch, ho, ho, ho. And your name is Euphrasia Goat, correct?
Go on, dear. Answer the nice man.
Yes.
And you are 6 years old.